Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the sheet of the Rambam in Kiddush Hashem, and now we will continue the Rambam, Parakei, Ovis Yisrael, Yantar, Alach HaDalad, writes, V'chol Mishanem Barbo Yehareg V'al Yavor, V'nerag V'lo Avar, writes a Kiddush Hashem. Anybody about whom it says that you should die and not be over, and this person died and wasn't over, he's Makadesh Hashem. If the 10 people there, 10 Jews there, he's Makadesh Hashem Barabim. Kidaniel Vahule, Vahol Mishanemar Bo Yahareg Val Yavor, Vahavar Velo Narag, if somebody's supposed to die and he doesn't. Hareza Machal is Hashem. This person is desecrating the name of God. Then he's Machal Hashem Barab. There are 10 Jews there. And he's Mechal Shem Shemayim Barabim, and he's Mevatel the Mitzvah Esei of Kiddush Hashem, and he's over on the Los Esei of Chil Hashem. So, Ayin Shem, the Rambam. So from the fact that the Rambam writes that you're Mevatel the Mitzvah Esei, and you're over on the Los Esei, only if one is over v'lo nerag b'farhesi, it's mashmal chor that the Rambam holds that the Mitzvah Esei of v'nikdashti and the loisesei of loisechalalu, you're over only b'farhesi. And we have to understand, according to this, what he writes at the beginning of the halacha, kol mishenamar bo yaharig val yavur v'nerag, hareza kiddush es Hashem. There the Rambam is talking about b'tzina. So what's pshat that later on the Rambam says, no, it's only b'farhesi. Earlier on the Rambam already says that it says yaharig val yavur and you're nerag, you're makadish es Hashem. Even b'tzina. So Mechitais, the Rambam later says that you know when you're Mechal Mekadish is Hashem? Do you know when a person who is supposed to die and he doesn't? It says Yaharg Vayavor. He's supposed to be Nerag and not be Over, and he's Over and he's not Nerag. So he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and he isn't Mechal Hashem. When is that? Before Hesia. So if it's only before Hesia, then why does the Rambam say at the beginning of the Halacha that even Betzina is a Kiddush Hashem? If he's Nerag V'lo Avar. So that's a Dvar Pele. B'chein L'gabi Mitzvah Loisa say, first the Rambam writes, anybody about whom it says, Yoharig Val Yavor V'Avar V'lo Nerag, he's Mechalel Es Hashem. V'im Hoya Ba'asar, etc. Then, so it's mashma that even b'tzina there's a chil Hashem and he's over on the Los Esei. So then we have to understand what the Rambam writes at the end of the halacha, because the Rambam says vayter, if it's basar miYisrael, then he's bitul mitzvah Esei shu kiddush Hashem v'arva mitzvah Esei shu chil Hashem. So it's dafka if there's 10. First the Rambam seems to say even without 10, and the Rambam seems to say no, dafka 10 you're over on the Los Esei. So we have a steer on both. We have a steer is Kiddush Hashem on one hand, is the beginning, not before, even Betzina is Kiddush Hashem, and then we find out later no, it's only before Hesia. Chil Hashem is first Betzina, and then we find out no, that it's before Hesia. So what is going on? The Lechem Mishnah writes that it would appear from the Rambam, Shibapochas Measara, Lekalalav de Lysechalu, Babasari Katarati, Vinikdashti, Velaisechalu. So the Lechem Mishnah wants to say in the Rambam that if there's less than 10, there's only a Losechalu, there's only a Chil Hashem. But if there's 10, there's both Vinikdashti and Losechalu. Vafbi Shaef Shalafarish, Divra Ben, Udain Chilik Ben Fresi Litzina, Shizachil Sashem Baram, Vizavitzina. So you could want to, if you want to explain in the Rambam, and say there's no difference between Farhesi and Sina. Farhesi or Machal Sashem Barabim, but Sina Biyachid. And in both, there is an essay and a los essay, but that's not Bimashmos Lashana. Mashmos Lashana of the Rambam is that Pachas Measara, there's a los echalalu, and only Basara, there's a Vinikdashti. And of a Los Echalalu. And to bolster my thesis, says the Bekilecha Mishnah, that if there's the Gemara is enforced, that you have to have 10 for Vinikdashti. So, Ayin Shaman Alecha Mishnah, so it's Mavor Be'esha Alecha Mishnah, Mefarish Divrei Rambam, that the Rambam says, Avraham Mitzvah Slosa say, etc., is referring to Tzina. That when are you over on a mitzvah lo sasei, when are you over on lo sechalalu, b'tzina, the Rambam was talking about earlier, and only the mitzvah sasei that you're over b'farhesya, dafka. There the Rambam holds this difference between that you need farhesya. So when it comes to chil Hashem, that's even b'tzina. V'chol mi shenemar bo yaharig val yavor v'avor v'loy nerag. He's machalas Hashem, and ahayasar yisrael. He's machalas Hashem b'rabim, and he's mevatel the mitzvah esay of kiddush Hashem. That's talking about when there's 10. V'avor mitzvah lois esay shehichil Hashem. That's talking about even less than 10. That's how the Lecha Mishnah reads the Rambam. Lo sase, you're always over, and mitzvah sase only before hesya. But pashtus lashon Rambam is that lo sase is only before hesya. So the Rambam says at the end, v'im haya ba'asara mi'yisrael harei zechil es Hashem b'rabim u'bitul mitzvah sase shikidush Hashem v'arba mitzvah sase shikhil Hashem. So the mashmos is both that you need 10 for both Chilul and Kiddush. Otherwise, the Rambam should have said earlier that you're over in the mitzvah slos to say of Chilul Hashem when he's talking about Tzina. The Pri Chodosh and his Bir al Rambam is Doicha the Lecha Mishnah. He says he's missing an open Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Dalet that it says there that Bitsina is not included in the Azhara of Lo Sechalalu, Ayin Sham, in the Gemara. So, the Gemara says that Bitsina, you're not over on Lo Sechalalu, and that's not like the Lecha Mishnah wanted to learn, that even Bitsina you're over on Lo Sechalalu. So, Ayin Sham in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Dalet. Amarava, Kol Yabuchla Belos Avdeim, Ukspirit Lacha Kosev V'Chay Behem, etc. Yatsa Anus, Hadar Kosev Rachmana Belos Sechal V'Shem Kochi, Bafilu Ba'Anus, Haketzer, Habitzina, Habifrahesia. So we have two cases, one that includes Onus, one doesn't include Onus. So the answer is, when is Yatsa Anus Bitzina? And when is Onus included? Bifrahesia. So you have that. Bitzina, you're not over on Belo Sechalalu. And the Sefer Or Gadol and Simon Aleph, he's Doicha Divrei Pri Chodosh, and he says not a kash at all, because Rabbi there is talking to Libud Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that even Avodah Zarah we say V'chai Behem Bitzina, Aval Ledidon Shegam Bitzina Chayiv L'Mesiris L'Mesir Nafsho. So he says that whole Gemara is only according to Rabbi Yishmael, and because he holds that V'chai Behem is even Bitsina, that Bitsina you have to, that B'chai Behem refers even to Avodah Zarah if it's Bitsina, and therefore we say that Velo Sechalalu is Dafka L'Farhesya. But according to us, we don't paskin like that. We paskin that even Bitsina you're chayv to be Moser Nefesh. So therefore, that Gemara is not a kasha, because that Gemara is talking about Rabbi Shmuel. But we hold that even Bitsina, you have to be Mosa Nefesh, and therefore there's an Aver Blos Achalalu, even Bitsina. So the Or Gadol writes to be Mefarish Das HaRambam, that the Rambam holds that even the Mitzvah's essay of Vinikdashti, there is Bitsina, B'chein Mashma B'sid Udvarv. The Rambam writes at the beginning of the Perek Mitzuvan Al Kiddush Hashem, Musaram Shalol Achalalo. And the Rambam says, how does this work? So it's mashma that whenever we're talking about the din of Yehar Gval Yavor, there's an essay and a los essay. So there's Yehar Gval Yavor, even Bitsina. So, right, if it's the big three, then even Bitsina Yehar Gval Yavor. So therefore, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and an aver of Chil Hashem, even Bitsina. Varaya Brura. B'didas HaRambam, that even the mitzvah essay of Kiddush Hashem is Bitsina, we see in the Sefer mitzvah essay test, like Abi the essay of Vinikdashti. He writes, Inyan Zosa mitzvah sharanachon mitzvahim mefarsim amunah zois hamitis boilam shalana fachid behizik shum mazik lanateo lachshu shekafarno af bishop libusenu ma'aminim bo yisale. So the Rambam says that we can't be afraid of anybody who has been mefarsim amunah, we have to be willing to die. So he says hamunah hazos, and that they shouldn't think that we're koifer. So it would appear that he is mitzayir this inyan as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned. He writes about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. That's an example of Avodah Zarah, of the Harig Val Yavor. So if an Ikdashti is only before Hesia, like some people want to say, then it's referring to other mitzvahs and not Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is even Bitsina B'chol Mafshecha. So why does the Rambam bring a tzir of Avodah Zarah? Because there even Bitsina the din is Yaharik. So it appears therefore that the Rambam holds that the essay of Nikdashti is talking even about Sina, where the din is a Yaharik Val Yavor. Your Makayim Vinikdashti, even if it's in private. We Yosem Vurkach in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Los Esse Samach Gimel, Shehez Hirano, Chil Hashem, which is the Hefech of Kiddush Hashem, that we already spoke about in Mitzvahs Essay Tess. Hachelik Echad HaKoil Lekol Ma Shebikshu Memenu Lavro Al Dover in Mitzvahs B'Shas HaShmad, So we see that even Bitsina, you're over on the lav, like the Lecha Mishnah, and not like the Pri Chadash. Because the Rambam here says at the end, if you're Barabim, then you're over Barabim. But so earlier he's talking about Yachid, and he also says that B'Yachid you're over. That if it's B'Shas HaShmad, or Avodah Zarah, Gilai Raias, and Shvichus Damim, Afilu Shalom B'Shas HaShmad, so one has to die, and if he doesn't, he's over on this lav. And he says that's the other side of Kiddush Hashem. So that means that Kiddush Hashem, when one does die, that's even Bitsina. So you see that the Chil Hashem is Bitsina, as the Lecha Mishnah wanted to say, that B'chil HaShem you're over B'lav B'tzina, but the Rambam says the opposite way is Kiddush Hashem. So that means that Kiddush Hashem is also B'tzina, that if you do what you're supposed to do, then it is a Kiddush Hashem. The only problem is that in And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we learn Gzeirah Shavah of Toch. So we see that V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael is only referring to Farhesia. But yet the Rambam seems to imply here that it's even Betzina. Because again, the Rambam says you're over on Chil Hashem Betzina, as we discussed about Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is that you have to die. And if one doesn't, then he's Mechalas Hashem. And the Rambam says two sides of the same coin. Either you're Mekadosh or Mechalo. And Mechalo says it's Betzina, so that means Mekadosh must also be Betzina. So the Or Gadol says, "Vanir b'das haRambam, the sphere lay the esev in divinikdashti v'lo say v'lo sechalu hol v'stomach siva v'lo bira atoyra lo masan akosav el lachachomim kain de kamar gemar b'chayrus cholecha shenir lachachomim shark v'yavu arvi b'chal v'nikdashti v'lo sechalu v'adiel of toich toich enu el asmechta v'asmechu akradu fresi v'chol en yehark v'yavu." So his mahalachi is the Or Gadol in Minsk. It's probably very cold there. That the essay of Nikdashti and the Losei of Losechalu, since it's written Stama, Torah didn't explain, so they gave it over to the Chachamim, like we see in Bechoris, this notion of allowing the Chachamim to interpret the Psukim. So wherever the Chachamim said that one should die and not be over, it's included in the V'nikdashti and Lo Sechalalu. And that we learn Toch Toch is just an Asmachta. So the Ikar HaDavar is Misvara, and that one should die, that it's talking about sin and frahesia. Whether it's sin or frahesia, one has to die. And one is over on Chil Hashem and Mekayim Kiddush Hashem. And the Toch Toch is an asmachta. So according to this, it's going to be Betzina, both Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. And the fact that we have a drasha against it, it's not a problem, because it's only an asmachta be'alma. Now that the Or Gadol says b'das haRambam, that the Rambam holds the mitzvah sase of Nikdashti is a mitzvah klalis, and it was given over the Chachamim tell us when we are Mekayim, the Chachamim were able to establish the parameters of when we are Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So the Chinuch says something similar to this. This is in Meitz Reitz Tzadiv Avshin. It's Tavenu Lekadish Hashem Shenamar v'Nikdashti v'Arbi Uzzam v'Pi HaKabbalah and HaKosav Beza Inyan HaBeza Mitzvah and Tavenu B'zeh V'Alfi Shekosav V'Chaybim K'ar Kiblu Heim So we have this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and it's the Chachamim telling us. It's mashmir that the mitzvah essay klalis, and Chazal were makabel be'eza oifen u'be'eza mitzvah tzarech l'kadesh es Hashem. And he writes at the end, v'noheges mitzvah zu b'chol makom u'b'chol zman b'zchor v'nekevos v'ovelav l'kidus Hashem b'makom shechayv l'kadesho b'tel essay zu. So you see, lahedya b'dvarav, that b'makom shechayv l'kadish is Hashem. In other words, the three averas b'tzina, what he's talking about earlier, im over v'loy ne'arak bital mitzvah esei. So the mitzvah esei is even b'tzina, because the mitzvah esei is klolis l'chol dinei harig val yavur. So that would bear out what the Or Gadol says. If you have to be makadish is Hashem, you're mevatil, and that's talking even about b'tzina. Mevatel the essay. However, that the Or Gadol is Mefarish B'das HaRambam, and he writes that so is Mavur and say for a mitzvah, mitzvah essay tes, because he says that the mitzvah there is V'nikdashti, is Onsen Oso L'Avodah Zarah. Now, but Azar is even Betzina. But wait a second. Why doesn't he keep reading the Rambam? The Rambam writes explicitly, V'lo nitztavsa ha-mitzvah ela l'kamoi ha-maimot ha-mefursam ha-godol ha-hu. Asher pachad menu kol olam v'lios pirsum v'yachad b'zeh yad Hashem. Yad Hashem. V'farsu amuni v'kashu v'sashem b'rabim. V'loshan ha-sifroa ha-menasken o'tzeisi yoschem eretz asa ha-menas shtekachu shmi b'rabim. Ha-rabor divre ha-rabu milelu, as they say in the Yachronim. Rambam is very clear that the mitzvahs before Hesia Dafka, the Or Gadol wanted to say, look, it's talking about Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is even Bitsina. Yeah, but the Rambam writes explicitly that this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is Dafka before Hesia. He writes, Barabim again and again, Hamamad Hamafursim Agadol Ahu, V'yikachu is Hashem Barabim, Tzidikachu Shmi Barabim. Rambam is quite clear that it's only Barabim. And that's also Mizbar Lechora in Halacha Dalit. He says, Imaya before Hesia, Bidal Mitzvah Sasei Ve'alo Sasei. So it's Mashim Rak before Hesia, there's a Mitzvah Sasei Ve'alo Sasei. So Tzarech Iyon, Mimashakosav, Mitzvah Lo Sasei Samach Gimel. Sha'ovra Lo Sasei Gamba Ovra Ve'loi Nerag B'Gimel Averis. And that's even Bitsina, the Gimel Averis applied in Bitsina. And he writes there that the Lo Sasei is the Hefech, is the opposite of the essay. So it's Mashim that the essay and the Lo Sasei are B'chad Gavna. It's also Mashim at the beginning of the Rambam in Sodei HaTorah, Perakei Halacha Aleph, where he says that B'nai Yisrael Mitzuvan Al Kiddush Hashem and Wisharam Shalol Lechal Los, it's Mashim that the essay and the Los essay are talking all about the same case. Not only that, but the Rambam says the chiv of Yeharig Val Yavor about the Gimel Averus, he writes, is a hemsheikh of the mitzvahs essay and los essay. So it's mashma that the essay and the los essay are even bitsina. So now we're really confused. We have a mitzvahs essay samach gimel, which tells us bitsina, and then we have the mitzvahs essay tes, which tells us before Hesia. The mitzvahs essay is talking about v'nikdashti, the los essay is talking about los echalalu. But the Rambam equates them. So we're really in a bind over here. So we can explain as follows, based on what we said in the previous shir, that the Rambam holds that in the mitzvahs essay of Vinikdashti, there are two dinei Kiddush Hashem. There's a din b'chol ha-mitzvahs, they have to be mekayim them in Mesiris Nefesh, by deze mekadesh Shem Hashem, that you're mekayim mitzvahs b'chol nafshay, and that's even b'tzina. And then there's a din miyuchad of Kiddush Hashem b'far Hesia, and that is from Vinikdashti. So you have to do, Mikdashti teaches you two things. One is to keep every mitzvah until death, unless you have a heter of a chaybehem, which you do for like 6, 10 of them, right? 11, 12, and 13, you have the three you don't, but in general you have a heter, but otherwise you got to keep mitzvahs until you die. And then there's a special din of farhesia that you have to be mekadesh shem shemayim farhesia from Vinikdashti. And it would appear that in the same vein, in the lois to say of chil Hashem, nichlal b'ze beiz dinim, that you shouldn't be mechal shem Hashem by not being mekayim his mitzvahs b'mesiris nefesh. And there's a din yuchad of chil Hashem b'farhesia that the lois to say is the hefech mitzvahs essay, not to be mechal shem shemayim b'farhesia, like the Rambam says, the two sides of one coin. So according to this, it would appear that we can explain the Rambam. In Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says, "Benerag b'agimel averus b'tzina." You have to die for the big three, even b'tzina. He only writes, "Hareze kidesh Hashem." V'chein ba'ovar v'loy nerag. So if he did die, he's mekadesh. If he doesn't die, he's mechalas Hashem. So in other words, here the Rambam is talking about the din kidesh Hashem in chil Hashem, which is the din in the mitzvahs, that you have to do the mitzvahs ad hasof, even until death do we part. Uve'ovar b'far hesia, the Rambam says, b'tel ha-mitzvahs esei v'ovar lo'is esei. In other words, there the Rambam is talking about the mitzvah miyuchedis of Kiddush Hashem, that you have before Hesu that we just spoke about, that we spoke about also in the previous year at length. And you are in the special love of Chilul Hashem. So there's the Vinikdash, the Midin, the Mitzvah, they have to do the Mitzvah of the self, even until death. That's what the Rambam is talking about first. And the Rambam talks weiter about the special din of Bifur Hesia, that there's an inyan of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem, if you're over. If you're over, then there's a Chilul Hashem. If you're Mekayim, there's a Kiddush Hashem. Hashem came, when it comes to Tzina, there the Rambam is talking about the din of... when it comes to Gimel Averus, the Rambam is talking about Bitsina. That's Midin the Mitzvah, not Midin the Farhesia. Midin the Farhesia, there's a din Benikdash, a general din. You have to Mekadish Shem Shemayim Berabim. And then there's a special din Bitsina, that it's a din in the Mitzvah, that you have to do the Mitzvah ad self, even until death, unless you have a special Heter V'chaibahem. Givaldik. And also we can explain according to this, that the Rambam says in Mitzvah's essay test, that the Mitzvah is B'Farhesia Dafka, the Rambam there is talking about the special Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, which is the Farhesia Dika Mitzvah. And he chaps the Mitzvah of Emunah as an example, which is the Ikar of Mitzvahs, and there's the Yisod to the Din of Kiddush Hashem there. Sanctify Hashem. Even specifically when it comes to Emunah. So now we understand why the Rambam says Dafka Bifur Hesia, because there the Rambam is talking specifically in Mitzvah Esei Tes about the din of Kiddush Hashem of Vinikdash Di Bifur Hesia, not to exclude that there isn't a din Bitsina, there's also a din Bitsina. But Bifur Hesia, there's this din of Vinikdash Di Bifur Hesia. The one aspect of Vinikdash that applies even in public, that applies specifically in public. As we explained in Mitzvah Sleisus Samach Gimel, where the Rambam is very clear that it's even Bitsina, so that's talking about the din of Kiddush Hashem. Midin the Mitzvah, that the Mitzvah has to be done out of self. So Taka, like we said, the essay in the Losa Seir B'chad Gavna, they're talking about the same thing. There's an essay in Alosa Seh Bitsin, there's an essay in Alosa Seh Bifur Hesia, and both of them are Kiddush Hashem if you do it right, and Chilul Hashem if you do it wrong. Just they're coming from two different places. One is the general Vinikdashti, of doing mitzvahs ad self, that's even Bitsin, and then there's the special din of Vinikdashti Bifur Hesia of B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs writes, "Im over v'lo nerak for achilas Hashem v'avra alav ze, b'maya over b'mokam aragim klomer ba'asar miyisrael for achilas Hashem b'rabim v'avra alav de v'lo sechal Hashem kochi." So the Rambam is tamua meld. What does the Rambam mean? First, the Rambam says that if you're over and you're not nerag, then you're mechalas Hashem and you're over on this lav. Talking about betzina. And then he says, if you're b'mokam rabim, then you're over on the lav v'lo sechal. Slicha. What's going on over here? There's two. Saying the same thing twice. So the answer is the Rambam is saying, no, there are two different things going on over here. There's what's Bitsina, you're over our lav zeh. And then there's Befrahes, you're over our lav zeh. Two different aspects of the lav. The general lav of doing mitzvahs, they have to do mitzvahs out of self, and if you don't, you're over. And then the more specific. Lav of Farhesia. So we see Lefizeh Das HaRambam is that in the Mitzvah Seh Mekdash in the Lo Seh Lo Sechal there are two dinim. There's dinim Kiyom Mitzvahs, that's even Mitzinim. There's a special dinim Mitzvah Seh Lo Seh, which is Rak B'Farhesia Kimo Shet Dibarnu Po Barichus Ktzas, and Yesh Od L'Harich B'Zeh HaBei. And we will see Mitzvah Shem, hopefully we will have more shiurim. There is so much to talk about this topic. More Mor Yehuda Rabbi Agon Agod Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz has an entire sefer just on Mitzvahs Kiddush Hashem. So he hasn't published it, but I'm trying to get up the guts to ask him to let me see it. But one day it'll be published, and we will see even more neflos Mitaras Hashem. But okay, we definitely have a lot more to say. So Mitzvahs Hashem, please stay tuned. Hashem should give us the koach, the moach, the simchas chaim, the financial means. Lilmod ulamid lishma v'lasa kaim is kol erisal teras. We have a man. We have a man. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.